Well, that just sounds, it almost sounds unbelievable, to be honest with you. I'd like to hear what some of the participants in the class, what kind of response they have and how it's changed their lives.
My name is Gloria C. Martinez. I'm a school administrator. And as far as my work was concerned, I have many materials to read that come from our school district and from our administrative offices. And I decided to photograph them. I was amazed that when I had to impart that information to my co-administrators, the information just came and just flowed from my lips as if I had read every single word and memorized it. I am much more organized. My work passes through my desk much more quickly now. And I am certain that the staff has noticed changes. And I mentioned to them that this was a program that I had taken and I think all educators should take because it's not only beneficial to us personally and professionally, but that we could assist our students in a much more efficient way in directing our goals, especially. I found that I don't take as many notes at meetings, and it surprises me daily. I wish that all of the schools would use this method.
Literally, this is the tip of the iceberg. I must say this initially. Subliminal photography is the primary ingredient that opens up this door into this specific part of the brain that we deal with. However, it, again, is just one application that we have found in testing done not only in Arizona, but also with researchers from the Stanford Research Institute over some 13-year period of time. This phenomena is actually opening up a pathway into a part of the brain that just phenomenal abilities lie within it. Not only do people come through this course and all experience this natural automatic ability that we get back in touch with of subliminal photography that they all used as young children before they went to school, to give you an example of what that means for students in school, literally you're looking at a student that will cut study time anywhere from 75% to 90%, and they're looking at straight A's. They may have a B once in a while, but that's literally it. And it has no bearing whatsoever on learning disabilities like dyslexia and ADD and so on.
How does it affect those with these?
Well, it bypasses the problem completely of dyslexia because you're not dealing with having to focus on words, nor are you dealing with having to say the words to yourself. And you're bypassing this short-term memory function of the brain and going directly, instantly into long-term memory. So you've bypassed the problem totally. For a child with attention deficit disorder problems, for most children, what that really boils down to is they're absolutely bored to tears with school.
And I know many like that, yes.
School simply is moving at a pace in learning that is so outdated in comparison to what the world around these children is moving today that they are literally bored to tears.
Right.
We're living in a computer age. We're living in an age of stimulation almost constantly with television and computers and so on. And to deal with something called reading at the speed that we're dealing with reading is just totally outdated anymore.
Boy, that's powerful.